related to the sector, to the question of open source in the public sector, how is it happening in Europe, but also elsewhere. There's a lot of resources on the platform. I really encourage you, if you've never been there on this website, to go check it out. You might learn a few things. We produce, for example, country reports that are taking a deeper look at what's happening inside the public administration in every country of Europe. Right now, we're updating all of them, actually. And our latest, for example, are on Greece and Cyprus. We always try to get the context in the member states to basically give us the best info they have, to try and understand what's the legislative framework happening there and so on. But today, I'm not here to talk about all this work. I'm here to talk about one of our latest projects, which is the OZOR handbook. And so, as you might have guessed, a handbook is supposed to be a guide, and this one is supposed to try and help public administrations and the public sector in Europe to try and use open source. You might be aware of this, but it's not easy to do open source in the public sector. There's many rules, many legislations, many complications that comes with it. There's no simple answers. There's not one answer that can easily solve the problem. But so we did still, and we're still trying to create a guide that can be helpful to many. We're not the only one that have done that. There's many out there, but we're not claiming that we're doing the best one. But still, I felt it could be interesting for people to learn about the process of how we came up with this, also for other people that would be interested to do something similar or to use this resource. And so to give you a small idea of what the handbook is trying to cover, because there's a lot of things to cover when you talk about open source in the public sector, here's a small chapter overview. So basically, yeah, we go in order, finding and using open source, developing, co-developing and participating in communities, as well as the question of funding, which is for public sector really important. We have a very good example here today in this room of what funding can look like, and I'm very happy to be part of the dev room with people that have been able to set up such interesting models of funding for the projects inside the public administration. We obviously also try to talk about legal framework. While there's different legal framework in every member state, there's some common basis around public procurement and around GDPR or other European regulation that you might know of that still can be relied on at European level. And also the question of how do you structure the use of free and open source software in a public sector administration, how do you make it so that the use of open source is stable over time and that is not too much dependent on the political field at the moment or the political ideas of the moment of a government change, because those usually quite strongly can affect how public administrations work. And so you might ask how we tried and did this, but it was quite a long process. We started in 2022 and in 2023. We led a series of events. First, we had three closed workshops with experts. We have the chance at OZOR of knowing quite a few people now and having built quite the network of open source experts in public administration. And so through these workshops, we try to gather feedback on what was needed from these people that are working public administration when they work around open source. We then had three open webinars to share those and get feedback on what we already gathered for knowledge there. And based on these six events, we drafted the first version. Obviously, this version is not perfect. I've worked on it myself, and I must say there must be some revisions. That's why last year, in December and November, we started a one-month-long consultation. During this consultation, we opened the Framapad, let the text open to basically anyone that wanted to add or change anything there, to propose additional content and to propose modification, to question basically the way we worked. And we tried to gather that feedback in the end with the final workshop, where we also just discussed the feedback received so that there wouldn't be just one opinion taken at face value and not necessarily double checked or triple checked by many other people.